For those of you who are just tuning in, here are a few highlights of what we talked about on the program. It's time for today's morning's edition Cliff Notes. In a Baghdad courtroom yesterday, Saddam Hussein pleaded innocent to murder and torture charges and scuffled briefly with his guards. The live Saddam trial preempted Baghdad's most popular soap opera, One Life to Live for Allah. All my children are in the army, and as the U.S. occupied world turns, if convicted, Saddam could face death, putting him in the same boat as anybody who goes out in public anywhere in Iraq. Starbucks is going to start putting quotes from the spiritual bestseller, The Purpose-Driven Life, on its coffee cups. Starbucks exec said, "We think the religious quotes are appropriate. We've always thought it was a miracle we could get away with charging people $3 for a cup of coffee." When asked about the religious quotes, a Starbucks spokesman said, quote, "It made sense because, like Jesus, we're everywhere at once." U2's Bono had lunch at the White House yesterday with President Bush, following up on talks the two had at the G8 summit. It may seem strange for an important leader to spend a lunch discussing world affairs with someone who has no background in the issues, but Bono said he was happy to do it. Phrase of the day, just drop it into conversation. What are they charging Saddam Hussein with anyways? Torturing and killing people? Does that sound familiar to anyone? Wake up, sheeple. If we want to prosecute ruthless dictators, why aren't we pulling Bush out of his hole?
There you go.